Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever felt have you ever tried to fulfill a want or a need? God is with you all the way, strengthening your heart and soul, guiding your brother, from birth to death. Sometimes you never get a chance to get your breath. Work hard, brother, to save your very, very soul. Control. It's a struggle, brother. Heart and soul, a struggle, brother. To come out of the cold, a struggle, brother. Judgment day, to the judgment day, yeah. Yes, it is. God looks at your heart every day. The hurt, the dirt, the pain, the tears is a price. Sometimes the righteous just have to pay. It takes a real man, hey, to whack God's plan. It takes a real man, oh, to put it in God's hand. Put it in God's hand, otherwise it's a struggle, brother.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Rashid Salam, your host and your engineer for tonight's show of the Science of Your Health and You. We want to take this opportunity to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to share in an informational forum with us today, a learning lab where we are informing ourselves and seeking to correct the things that we've done wrong and learn about the things that we've done wrong so we don't make these same mistakes in the future. We do have a legacy to leave, and a legacy is our children, as they say. But what can you leave if you don't know anything? As my good friend Mark Shahid said, you can't grow unless you know. So thank you once again for those who are on the line. And we want to thank those who are on the internet who have tuned in to our program tonight. And we want to let you know also that if you want to ask a question, if you want to share your experiences that you have, you know, even get some information pertaining to the subject matter, if it resonates with you tonight, you're going to have to text me at another number or call in at 714-816-4673. The number you can text to me to get your question answered online, that number will be 650-669-0458. That's 650-669-0458. Again, welcome to IWDM Radio, the science of helping you, and I am Rashid Salam, your host and engineer. We have a guest, as we have each and every week, Abdul Shahid of the American School of Psychometry. He is a student there, and he brings information to us from that particular school of 40 years of research that has been done by someone who looked like you and I. So tonight is no different. We're going to be talking about things pertaining to you, the science of you, the science of your health, and all those particular things that are essential and necessary for our development, with the hopes that you come up with your own personal life and health plan. Why do I say that? Because if we're going to have a plan about our health, a plan about our life, and we want to share this information with our children, our family members, guess what? You're going to have a plan put in place, a strategy put in place, an organized structure put in place that we can pass on and leave to our family members and leave to our children so we can have a better life here in this country called America. It's important to know one thing, and I'm just going to do a little history here in just a little bit. I'm not going to take too much of your time tonight before we open the phone lines up for you to ask questions pertaining to whatever particular ailment that you may have, an ailment that your family member may have, a friend or next-door neighbor may have, that you may possibly get an answer tonight. It's one thing we always say about the science of health in you. If you have a question, you will get a full, complete answer. Now, you can't say that about the places you go in the hospitals or your personal doctor and some of the third-party information you may be getting on the internet about herbs, about veganism and all those particular types of things. And I say to you, who has done the research? Who has done the work, the verifiable scientific proof that can verify the things that you say? And we're so eager.
Welcome to IWDM Radio.
We're just so eager to really get Welcome. Into that. I just don't know why. Some of us haven't read a book. Some of us just take for granted that what that person said is what is true and correct. And unfortunately, it's not like that. But if I'm someone who's trying to control a particular person, the first thing I want to know, what makes that person tick? How can I control that particular person? I have to know something that they don't know in order to fool or trick them, right? Well, history proves that to be a fact. We came here in 1619, and it's just like taking a person from his own house, closing his eyes. 2 months later, you open your eyes and you're someplace else. Typically, you just drop me off in China. Now, how am I supposed to survive? That's who we are. Blank page. Came here knowing nothing. Culture gone, language gone, friends, family gone, nothing is happening. But we tend to have a tendency to believe everything that the society has shown us, has given us, and we think that. But when you think about it, this was a diabolical scheme that was designed to take a people of power and knowledge and understanding, and put them in a situation that they can no longer conduct their lives in a responsible way. I'm going to give you a couple things to lead into this. My point I'm trying to make tonight is the stages of life that we go through. The point I'm trying to make tonight, who are we, what are we, and what are we thinking that we know? In a country that taught us their information, their education, their economics, their politics, but yet we grasp, hold to this information, and we hold on to it like it's for dear life, and we don't even investigate to find out what is right or wrong. How does it affect me? I think historically says that we were brought here in 1619. But let me give you a few numbers here I want you to just pay attention to tonight. Just a few numbers. I just want to hopefully help you provoke thought a little bit. 1832, I want you to remember that number. 1935, I want you to remember that number, because it's going to tie right into our subject matter tonight on the diabolical scheme that was put in place to not only take African-American man and woman who came here years and years and years ago, and we were subjected to all this misinformation, all this disinformation, and put us in a situation where we didn't even know anything about anything. Gave us their education, gave us all the things that they wanted us to have, and made us slaves and had us picking cotton, doing all these particular things, treating us like we were a piece of, you know what? It's amazing. To this day that we seem like we forgot that. Well, did you really forget, or did someone do something to you where you couldn't think? And we have to think about these particular things. What environment did we grow up in that created these values that we have, this lack of education, and all of a sudden we have this disposition like we really know something. We have this attitude like we got it like that. 1832, let me share something with you. I read a book years ago called The Rehabilitation of the African-American Male. Phenomenal book. But in that book, I only remembered one clear statement. That statement was pertaining to the slaves. And what was said in this book, Senator Henry Bibby was talking to his constituents in office. Now, I want you to hear what I'm saying to you. We have almost eliminated any possibility that knowledge can enter the slave's mind. If we can exhaust this one part of them, we will be safe and they will be like beasts of the field. Don't ask me why I only remember that. I don't even know why I remember that. But it has stuck with me for over 15 years after reading that particular statement. But what got me was this. What diabolical person would want to take another human being and make sure no knowledge could enter his mind where he couldn't function? And they were still searching during that time period. How can we extinguish this one part of them? Because if we get this one part of them, they will be like beasts of the field. I want you to hold on to that thought. 1935. Rex Beach, Senate Document 264. I'm not just talking. This is not me talking to you. These were people who've done the research on us, who've been doctoring us for a long time with a scheme that we don't even understand to this day. Part of us that they were trying to distinguish, what was that? That was my question. What part of me that you don't have? If you get this one part of me, what is that part? Souls having a human experience, ladies and gentlemen. We think we're human beings having a soul experience. We're souls having a human experience. These people were trying to reach out souls, something that they had nothing to do with, something only the Creator can talk about, that inspiration that comes from Him, that spirit, that nature concept of understanding the getting back to the basics, getting back to our original nature. That's what they was looking for. They went about this scheme to try to destroy us. And one of the things they did to try to destroy us, when we couldn't think, we couldn't function, we didn't understand anything. I'm going to take you here right now. Just bear with me just a few minutes. I'm laying the foundation for you to ask questions. I'm laying the foundation for you to get what you need to understand why your personal life has been affected, why you don't have personal responsibility, why you don't self-advocate for yourself, why you don't support yourself, and why our kids and children are in the state that they're in right now. Hear me out. 1935, Rex Beach made a presentation to Congress, Senate Document 264. This is what he said. If we continue putting pesticides and different types of fertilizers, herbicides, and all this stuff in the soil, trying to create an environment where our crops don't get contaminated by animals or insects or whatever, in 50 years, if we don't quit doing this, in 50 years, we will be dying from diseases that we never heard of before. Now, Rex Beach didn't come up with it. That was George Washington Carver, your brother from Missouri, your brother who told you about crop rotation, your brother who told you how to grow plants, how to grow food. These people knew in 1935, if they did not correct the soil, then you can't correct the plants. You can't correct the plants. You can't correct what the animals eat and what the cows eat. But more importantly, you can't correct the people. Sick soil, sick plant, sick animal, sick people. Just think about the day's time that we live in right now. We're eating genetically altered food. Genetically altered food. Now, 50 years ago, 1935, 1985, now all of a sudden we're eating food that we can't even digest properly. You hear what I'm saying to you? What are we eating? If we eat food for nutrition's sake, and the soil don't have the proper minerals to get nutrition, and the plants that's growing in the soil don't have the nutrients and the things that it needs, the minerals, the vitamins, all the things, that amino acids and fatty acids, if they don't have that in the soil and the food, what are we eating? And then when you realize what the man was saying, we almost eliminated the possibility that knowledge can understand mind. If you don't get nutrients, you don't have brain cells. You don't get nutrients, you don't have proper cellular, proper cellular structure in your body for you to function correctly. And you wonder why we blowing each other's brains out. You wonder why we can't stay married. You wonder why we keep fighting each other. We wonder why we hate each other. Guess what? There's nothing happening upstairs. So we don't have the ability to think, to process information. We don't have the ability to reason, perceive. We can't even remember anything. Our consciousness is in a state of mind that we don't even understand ourselves. Our five senses have been affected. So those drives that make up who you are, the pain and the pleasure drives are overcoming you. What's ruling you? Stages of life are we going through physically, mentally, emotionally, and socially? Ladies and gentlemen, we got some problems here. I'm hoping I'm triggering something to you to open your mouth today. I'm hoping I'm triggering something. I want my life back. Whoever controls the mind controls the man. You control the man by knowing something that person doesn't know. If I don't feed you the proper food, if I don't give you the nutrients that you need for your body to function correctly, guess what? Am I really a man? Am I being human? There's no such thing as almost human. Either you're a human being, or are you an instinctive animal? The man said what? We will be safe, and they will be like beasts of the field. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope and pray that you understand what I'm saying tonight. And hopefully I triggered something in you that maybe you ask a question about something that's going on in your life. We so easily always talk about children of our future. I'm going to leave generational wealth. What we should be leaving is generational information on how the body works, why we shouldn't be eating garlic, why we shouldn't be eating onions, why we shouldn't be eating avocados and eggs and corn, why we shouldn't be eating those things, uncooked greens and vegetables. Why are we stressed out? Because stress is the silent killer. What fruits should we be eating? What vegetation should we be eating? How should we be eating it? How do you cook it? Why do we have asthma? Why do we have autism? Why do we have yeast infections, fibroids, and Alzheimer's, all these particular things? We talk about that almost every single week on this air, the science of you. That's why we're here. I'm not here to impress anybody. I'm here to learn, trying to be a good student so I can take care of my children. Take my, in fact, take care of myself first, then save my family. And hopefully and prayerfully, we have a future. We have to stop. We have to stop doing what we have been doing that has not done us any good. We have to talk about things that are happening in our world with this misinformation, this disinformation. All these things are happening, and we can't even process the information. We think we do. We do what? Then we turn around and start, now I know people online, I know you don't drink, I know you don't smoke, I know you don't do all those things that everybody else in this country does, but guess what? You're going to find a habit. You're going to watch TV and get overwhelmed. You're going to affect your ability to think and reason by looking at a television, looking at somebody else's story and not your story. We're so busy watching All My Children Won't Like to Live, we're going to wind up in General Hospital trying to be bold and beautiful and run from ourselves. You cannot run from yourself. You're going to have to look in the mirror and begin to make changes in your life. And that's what we hope that you do today. We hope that you ask those questions. Have the hope that's necessary. Take that personal responsibility. understand that we need education because we have to uncover this scheme that's preventing the evolution of our African-American culture. Abdul Shaheed, I know you're on the line. I didn't have your phone unmuted because I know good and well you're gonna be laughing in the background. Rashid is on fire today.
Absolutely.
You know, I came home from work today talking to the children and kids, my children in the class, and here's Florida. They got an outbreak of leprosy and malaria. That ain't all.
Diseases that go back thousands of years.
Yes.
And we still can't manage them today.
I'm telling you, we can't get rid of high fashions in our women. We can't understand what Crohn's disease are. We can't put ourselves in a situation where we're not stressed out. We have so much to be thankful for, so much to be blessed for, and we have an opportunity. God has blessed you, Dr. Norte, and the School of Symptomology. See, I'm not worried about purchasing anything. I'm worried about being educated about something. You can't purchase something to your house. So don't feel the phone, oh, man, you want me to buy a product. I'm telling you something about education. It don't cost you nothing to listen. It don't cost you anything to go on the website and learn something about yourself. Self-preservation is the first law of nature. We can always get some clothes to wear.
I know that's right.
We can't always get no good food, though. food makes the body survive.
You got to use science to select the food you're going to consume.
Yes, sir. Yes,
that's
sir.
The key.
I tell you, I want my life back, Abdul Shaheed. Somebody else is controlling our thinking. Someone is controlling our disposition. Somebody else is controlling our whole environment, man. How do we get that information? Where is that information? It's in us. But
it's in us already. It's in our genes, Brother Rashid. It's in our genes. It's in each and every one of us. But we have to be able to be connected with it.
Yes, sir. So I just want to open up and just take you back a little bit, you know, cut the TV off. Put that phone down other than listen to us.
Absolutely.
Don't answer. The phone ring, let it ring. Let it ring.
No distraction.
We talking about freedom here, you know.
I know that's right.
So, you know, I just want to take this
intelligence is our freedom, Brother Rashid. Intelligence, yes, our intellect. Sir. That's what empowered the human being.
Yes,
along
sir.
With the spirit, the soul,
yes.
To do the right thing.
So once again, welcome to those who just came on the line. This is The Science of Health in You, and this is IWDM Radio. My name is Rashid Salam, and we have Abdul Shaheed from Atlanta, Georgia on the phone, a student of the American School of Symptometry. And we're just going to share some things with you. Now, it's open forum. It's a straight-up open forum. And I already got a question from the Internet, so we're going to get this thing going. But another thing I wanted to say today, for those of you who don't know, they've come out with a new gun called the Junior AR-15 for children. A gun for children called the JR, which represents Junior, AR-15, a real gun, not a play gun. What's going on in the minds of these crazy people, the same people who brought you here in 1619? Don't forget, we're just seeing a repercussion, a reoccurring. Of what history really is, those people are here in a completely different way. If you thought you missed the slavery, guess what? Got another thought for you. You didn't miss it. You're going through it right now. They may not
Absolutely.
Be shooting you. They may not be hanging you. They may not be beating you. They might as well because we're still dying. They're using us just like anything else. They're selling us our information now instead of selling us for tobacco and syrup. Now they're selling our minds, selling our children. Beating our children, destroying our children. So we cannot relax. We cannot retire. We can't do any of those particular things. We're in a war, and guess what? We don't have a weapon. The only weapon we have is within us, and that weapon is being destroyed, as the man said in 1832. We have almost eliminated any possibility of any kind of knowledge to enter the slave's mind. You think you're not a slave? Tell me about your freedom. Tell me about your freedom. What is it all about? So with that, I'm going to be quiet, Brother Abdul. I'm so sorry, man, that I just had to go off on it. It's not a rampage. This is how I feel right now. And I think it's how I feel.
You did good. Excellent.
I think I'm gonna be feeling good for the rest of my life, just like this, because the battle going. It's some we got to fight the battle. I have to fight for 15 grandchildren. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, once again, this is, like I said before, IWDM Radio, and this is the science of health in you. And I hope you have gotten a little bit about my brief monologue that I gave. And those who are on the internet, don't forget, 650-669-0458 is the number you need to text if you have a question. And those of you who have a question currently, I hope I stirred something in you. I hope I kind of triggered something in you. Press 1 on your phone. This day is for you to ask any question that you want to ask about anything that you want to, a question to when it comes to your health. I mentioned a lot of things, onions and, you know, garlic and nutmeg and eggs and corn and avocado and hot flashes, asthma, yeast infection, fibroid, all these things. If you are experiencing some of this and you know somebody you are, you can get an answer tonight. Try to ask your doctor tomorrow to see what kind of answer you get. So with that, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for being attentive and putting up with my rant. But it's going to be like this forever for the rest of my life. Services are in. I pray for my time left on earth, and I intend to serve. I intend to provide what I to you what I need. If you tune in to this station, you're going to get the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help us, God. With that, Abdul Shaheed, you want to introduce yourself and open the floor up for those individuals who may have questions. But first of all, tell me a little bit about yourself. Abdul Shaheed.
Absolutely. We take this opportunity to give all the praise and the thanks to the Almighty, Source Creator, the Creator of everything, for allowing us to be here this evening with our listener and allowing them to be here with us. We thank the Source Creator for allowing us to learn about centimetry and helping us to apply the principles and concept of centimetry. Centimetry is a science, and healing is a science. Anyone who wants to who has a desire to help people to reverse their condition, this is the science they need to study. Brother Rashid, if a person wants to be able to help people to get over their diseases, their condition, their symptoms, and to help them to heal, this is the science that they need to study, called centimetry, which is the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cell, the needs of human cell. Centimetry is the cell support system. Brother Rashid, isn't that amazing?
Yes, it
is. Cell support system, DNA support system, RNA support system. That's what centimetry is. It is a cell support system. You make the use of the and apply the principle and the concept of symptomatic science. All these principles and concepts are applied to the human anatomy and physiology, making it a cell support, DNA support system. Here's what happens when a person has a disease. Here are things that I found out, and I coordinated that with my own disease and how it came about. That's what makes so much sense, Brother Rashid. You can take the science of symptometry, symptomatic science, and apply them to your own situation. And it makes so much sense why you have what you have, why you have the condition you have. That's what's powerful about it. So you learn some things that you didn't know before, and you correct mistakes that you were making. This is what my wife and I and people that I work with have been able to do. We made mistakes because we didn't know. And we have many excuses why we don't know things, because we were prevented from being educated for hundreds of years. Just imagine that. It was against the law in this country, in these lands, for African America or Africans, black people, whatever you choose to use, was against the law for them to be educated. A person could be killed, in jail, and everything if they were teaching a slave to read or write. To read or write. And the same slave was taking care of the so-called slave master's children. But you didn't want them to be able to read and write. What kind of mind is that, Brother Rashid?
Johnny, we talked about it.
They wanted a animal. But they wanted the animal to be tender enough to take care of their children.
Is that what he said?
Enough to be around them.
That's true. He made it very plain. We are almost eliminating any possibility that knowledge could enter the slave's mind. And it's still happening right now. It's still happening. The inability to reason.
Now.
The inability to follow things to its logical conclusion. The inability to even sit down and be patient with yourself. Understand that life is about ups and downs. Everything doesn't come on a silver platter all the time. The vicissitudes of life are here to stay. They're going to always stay. And we don't have the patience to even pay attention to ourselves.
And we have forgotten that there was a time that we could not read or write. And it was against the law to be taught how to read and write. Now we can read and write, and we don't understand anything. Many of us.
Wow.
And then we bring new information. We bring new information to each other. And we say, oh, that's not what it is. I don't believe that. It's not about what you believe. Because if you believe in something that's wrong, you're heading in the wrong direction. You're on a tangent until you change your belief system. So we have, so all of the thing that we inherit from our ancestors would empty out of us, Brother Rashid, during that process.
Yes, sir.
Our gene will interfere with. The gene records everything. They record our experience, the trauma that our folks went through. And nobody, and people, even still today, people don't want to talk about the trauma of slavery. Oh, that happened hundreds of years ago. Put that behind. Get over it. How are you going to get over something that you never had help to get over? And those same conditions from slavery, just because you're not in that time now, but the effects are still with us today. That's why we have these problems right now. They're not getting better. They're not going to ever get better until we understand what happened to us. Not what's wrong with us, what happened. That's what you say all the time.
Yes.
It's what happened to our children.
Generational.
Why do we have this disconnect?
You know, man, I tell you. Sometimes, you know, I just feel like getting a stick and start beating somebody up. Not, you know what I'm saying? Because the evilness of generational and historical trauma, you know, and when we say those words, we just take those words so literally. Trauma is a deep, deep level.
It's a big deal. And we've never gotten over it. Trauma does all kinds of things to the cells, Brother Rashid. It does all kinds of things to the chromosome. It does all kinds of things to the RNA, DNA. Those are the things that help us to be human. And trauma will remove trauma, even though it's generational trauma, it will remove nutrients from the cell, cause the cells to be deficiency of nutrients and resources. It will remove resources from the cell. And you wonder here's the question. Why are we always at the top of the list for every disease that mankind has? Is African-American at the top of the list? Why is that?
I'm with you. You got to think about it. You definitely have to think about it.
If it comes to if it's about hypertension, we number one. If it's about diabetes, we number one. If it's about cancer, we number one. If it's about chronic kidney disease, we number one. Heart failure, kidney failure, we at the top. Why is that? Why do we have these generational diseases and keep passing them on? We have the disease of our grandparents. Some of our grandparents did not have the disease we have today.
You know, they
were at least connected with their culture still, even though we went through slavery. But we have no connection today.
Can you do me a favor and elaborate on what you just said about trauma removing the resources and the nutrients from ourselves. I think that's worthy of a conversation, because sometimes we hear the word trauma and it just fly right from one ear to the other ear, and we don't really look into that word and understand what we're talking about. When you start saying it removes, trauma removes resources and nutrients, without nutrients, you don't survive.
Exactly. The brain cell must have nutrients and resources for them to operate, to function properly, to produce brain essentials. If you can't produce these brain essentials because the cells do not have the nutrients and the resources to carry out their function, you think you're going to be on a paradigm of normalcy as a human being? No, you won't. You can eat up all the vitamin you want. You can eat the most expensive food in the universe. You can drink all the expensive water. But if you don't solve this problem, how to nourish the cells, and then you don't remove what's blocking nutrients and resources from the cell will be deficient in nutrients. There will be deficient in enzymes. They'll be deficient in neurotransmitters. They'll be deficient in energy. As a matter of fact, that's what a disease is all these deficiencies. So trauma is a vortex of negative energy. No one can heal with negative energy in them. You can only heal with positive energy. Energy is an intangible, Brother Rashid. Is not affected by time. It's an intangible. It's an intangible existence. Time cannot affect it. That means it can go from one generation to the next generation, to the next generation, until someone put a stop to it. If you don't put a stop to it, that negative energy that trauma put forth will be passed on and passed on and passed on. And you'll be thinking you're making progress. But there'll be something, you know, wrong with, we already know there's something wrong with a brother, Rashid, because of what happened to us.
Yes, sir.
And no
yes, sir.
One from that experience in any of those generations has received any help. Not even help that the society offers to those people who are mentally ill. No help. Can you imagine the experience that human had to go through during the process of slavery, while another man, another human being, have complete power over your movement, over your existence, other than God?
Wow.
You going to tell me that's not devastating? Someone can take your wife, Brother Rashid, and have their own way with them right in front of your face.
It happened. It truly happened.
Take your child from you and sell it to another in front of your face, not behind your back. And you can't do anything about it. I'm speaking about trauma.
Yes, sir.
To a mother who has to see her husband lynched while she's carrying the baby. I'm talking about generational trauma that's been passed down to us even until this very day. The negativity, the negative energy transcend time, because the genes records every subtle move and change in the human being attitude. The genes record everything, Brother Rashid, and they're passed on from one generation to the next generation. Nothing escapes them. They're just like a recording device, a video recording device that'll reduce to vibration. And they can maintain an unlimited supply of data passed on from generation to generation to generation, thousand upon thousand upon thousand of years. I know it might be strange to some people on this line hearing this information, but this is what happened to human beings. We have that capacity, Brother Rashid. Our genes are recording device. They record every southern mood of a person. Not only does the gene carry all of the instruction for life, it records and will carry everything that happened to the person before us.
You know, I mean, it just takes a minute, Bill. You know, genes are recording devices.
Yes, negative, they record everything. Energy, nothing is changed.
Time. So you're telling
time,
me.
Yes.
What happened to my great, 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 great grandpa
is in you.
It's being transcended through all this time.
You carry the genes of your ancestor.
So this vortex of negative energy is still in our
from the trauma.
Today. The memory
that
of
will cause the cells in you to be dehydrated. That will cause the cells in you to be without nutrients and resources until you remove the trauma. How do you remove the trauma, Brother Rashid? This is what Syntomagy have uncovered.
No.
How to remove generational trauma from our people. You think if someone had that ability to do that, that would be front page news, wouldn't it?
That's true.
Front page news.
So me opening up the way I opened up tonight, talking about 1619, talking about 32, talking about what this hit in 1935, talking about what they did to us in 1921, talking about the pain and suffering we have from not being able to vote, not being able to live in the same neighborhood as somebody else, all the rules, regulations, and laws that they put against us, all that. You know what, bro? If we don't understand this one thing, do you know how merciful God is? Because
very
any
merciful.
Other person wouldn't even be here.
No, they've been
here.
they wouldn't even be existing today if they had gone through what our folks have gone through. It shows you kind of material and the mode that material that our people, the constitution. Let's use that word. The constitution our people made up of.
Yeah,
the material, the matrix that put our people together. We don't have a clue, Brother Rashid, how important the life is and our capacity in this life. If we only had our health, we'd be superhumans. Superhuman.
No.
But that's just being human. But that would be just being human. Superhuman is being human. Especially if you don't have a disease in you, no negativity in you.
Let's go back to
the food.
This 1935 statement that our brother George Washington Carver shared with the world was used against us for them to destroy the soil, for them to not have proper nutrients in the soil for the plants to have what it needs to give us the nutrients that we need, and the fact that we ate those particular plants and we ate those particular animals who ate those particular plants, and all of a sudden we're the sickest people on the planet. You know what? There are 60 countries that will not even take imported meats from the United States of America. Somebody knows something we don't know. They'll tell us, don't drink the water out of the hydrant. They'll tell us, you know, that GMO seeds and genetically altered seeds are not good for you. Your body can't digest it, but they sell it to you anyway. It has to be something wrong with our thinking process where this whole country, and we're not just talking about African-American people. We're talking about the whole country. They have done this to everybody in the name of the almighty dollar. Created sick souls so they can sell you some medicine. Created sick souls so you can come to me as a doctor. I don't have this $300 Dr. Bill, man. I ain't going to tell you the truth about how to get well. This is the type of thing we have to share with our children. These are the type of educational programs that we're going to find a way to get to our people some shape, form, or fashion in this world of technology. We're going to have to get this message out because people really think they got a good education because they went to school to get their history and not yours.
Yes.
People really think they got it going on because they got master's degrees.
But they don't know the first thing. But they don't know the first thing on how to take care of their brain, how the body operates.
But I got a master's degree. I went to Harvard.
But you won't know what food to eat and what food to avoid. You won't know how to remove garbage from the cells.
Yeah, you know, I hope people don't take this the wrong way. I'm not talking about education. But when you go to get education and you don't know how to use education for yourself, you don't know how to understand that education is not putting anything in. It's tricking you to pull something out that's already in you, like Abdul Shaheed said earlier.
Yeah, everything is inside of us already.
So now that was the goal. Let's go back to 1832 again. That was the goal when he said we have almost eliminated any possibility that knowledge can enter the slave's mind. That was the scheme. We have this conversation right now, and everything they said we are living through, we are absolutely living that out at this moment.
Day.
They destroyed the soil. Why? Food. They want to make sure we couldn't think. Why? Food. When they brought us here, they gave us all the worst food on the planet. Food. Food has nutrients. If your cells are not functioning right. You know, let me say this one thing real quick. I have a lot of people talking about they do herbs, and they do, oh, man, I got this medication, man. And I take this and this. I take this and that. I take sea moss. I take this. Everybody's talking about it. But you know what? You forgot about the one thing. What soil was it grown in? What soil was whatever you eat grown in? And that herb may be okay. But if it's the wrong soil, there's no nutrients in that herb. And what we're talking about, we're going to be a vegan. Give me a break. What are you eating? And we're not trying to be rude. You forgot the one thing. The man told you in 1935, the soil is deficient of all its ability to have the minerals that your body needs to function. 89% of the people in this country is deficient of all proper minerals. Now, they ain't hiding from us, Abdul.
No, they did. They did not. It's everything. Nothing is hidden. It's out in the open. But if you don't understand what's being said, your brain is impoverished because you can't produce a cell of choline, so you can read something and get no understanding.
I got a PhD,
right,
man. I got a PhD, bro. You don't tell me that.
But you can't tell me what your DNA is made up of.
And I'm not trying to be rude. I know there may be some PhDs on the phone. I know there may be some people with master's degrees. I just want to give you the reality of what we're going through. We really don't know. That we don't know, and that's shameful. It hurts when my daughter go get an education and she thinks she got something. Then when I share something, who is Booker T. Washington? Who is Frederick Douglass? I don't know. I had to literally sit down and teach my daughter Black history.
Exactly.
I mean, systematically teach her history. And we don't take the time out because they're too busy playing the telephone. We can't take the time where they're too busy twerking. You can't take the time out because they're busy watching All My Children, One Life to Live, General Hospital. You're going to wind up in General Hospital. You're not going to have a one life to live because you're going to screw that life up because you're bold and beautiful. You sit on the edge of night, kind of act like you got it like that and don't know where the information came from to be who you're supposed to be, to function in the manner in which you're supposed to function. Abdul Shaheed, we got some problems. I got a couple questions here. I got people texting in. And welcome again for those who just came on IWDM Radio. This is Rashid Talam, and this is The Science of Health and You. We have Abdul Shaheed on. We're talking about the study of the living cell. We talk about the 200 cell types that we all heavyweights on. We all know what they're supposed to do. We talk about the 75 to 100 trillion cells. We talked about historical things that have affected us. We've talking about negative energy transcends time, and it will destroy you. So don't forget that silent enemy called stress. We haven't got there yet. We're just talking about the food. We're talking about RNA and DNA. You know, what are they? How many times have we sit down and just look at a dictionary to find out what that is, what our makeup is? You know, we just had an experience with my daughter this weekend. I had to call Abdul Shaheed because her blood sugar. And she swore it up and down. I'm eating it. I mean, you know, and I looked at one of the sodas I went by her house. One of the sodas she drinks.
More sugar in it. How much sugar? 83
grams of sugar in an orange soda. A gram of sugar was cubes. One of those little cubes that come in the box. 83 grams with the flavoring is in the drink. 83 sugar.
You can get diabetes overnight, Brother Rashid. Overnight, you can get diabetes consuming that.
When we got, I got to have our Pepsi, we got to have our Cokes, you know, we got to have our 7-Ups. I just like the way it makes my throat feel. we got to have those smoothies.
All poison. Poison.
Oh, we got to put that kale and the spinach in there, man. What you talking about, man? I was getting my smoothies
more poison
every day. Oh, boy, I tell you, man, life goes on. And we have a lot to learn, a lot to do. So we have a couple people. Right now you have an opportunity to press one on your phone. And you also have an opportunity to basically ask any question you want, whether it's your problem or somebody else's problem. If somebody in your family is sick, if somebody you know next door is sick, you just ask the question, and you just may give them one or two words that it could possibly help them sustain their life. There's no dumb question. And I want you to understand something. We are not here to put down anybody or hurt anybody's feelings. The truth will set you free. And sometimes they say the truth hurts.
It hurts, yeah.
For you. This is your truth. Press one on your phone if you have a question. Press one on your phone if you just want to say, thank you for being on the line. Abdul Shaheed, just press one on the phone just to let someone know that what we're saying is resonating with you. And don't get mad. Don't get an attitude. You try to tell me what to eat. I'm not trying to tell you anything. I'm trying to educate you about what's going on in your life. And if we have children, ladies and gentlemen, if we have children and you're not having this type of conversation with your child is on the path to self-destruction. We've already talked on this show about the sub-replacement rate. That if we don't continue producing children properly, we don't continue eating food properly, or the children have the proper nutrients to be a human being when they come into this world, we're not going to be here. We're going to be in the museums. They did it to the Indians. They did it to the Aztecs. They did it to the Mayans. Join them. We're reading about those people now. 25 years from now, I want you to ask yourself this question. Where are we going to be? 25 years from now, I want you to ask yourself this question. Where are you going to be? What's going to be happening with your child? What's going to be happening to your grandchild? Where are we going to be in 25 years? I know it's a short period of time, but you know what? It don't take long to eliminate a whole group of people. We'll be in the museums, on drugs, or jail, or dead. We have a hand raised right here, and we have a couple questions on the Internet. We're going to press 111-111. Please state your name. Tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam.
Yes, as I'm listening to you all, I'm eating my dinner, but I had to call in because I want to mention that you are so correct that they are trying to eliminate, and when I say they, I'm talking about these so-called officials, you know, CDC and WHO and the other folks that are currently being sued for deliberately giving these bioweapons to people's babies and their children. If you want to see proof of it, go to Children's Health Defense TV, and they're lining up everything that the people are doing, trying to do to the population. And there's current pushback from a lot of health advocates. Dr. Mercola is one of them. They're debanking people if they don't go along with the narrative, and they're trying to force tyranny, medical tyranny, on the population. So we have no choice but to fight back. They're trying to take away parental rights of everybody. And it's documented by so many case studies where the Children's Health Defense has a bus that they're going around the country about, you know, the vaxxed and the unvaxxed, where they've killed babies. They've killed babies deliberately with these so-called shots. And they now say that every parent that has newborns, they have to give their babies 79, count them, 79 shots that really are not approved by the FDA. By the way, we really need to understand that in Bermuda, also there are some health advocate warriors fighting back against this tyranny. So we have no choice but to fight back, because they're trying to make the parents the enemies, trying to take away your informed consent and your religious exemption rights, that you can't even say no to their, I don't even want to call them shots, it's really poison. So I'm just putting it out there, because we need to be aware that we're in a war involving medical tyranny. We really are. All right. Salaamu alaikum.
Thank you for your input.
For that great information. And we always talk about these types of things. We usually open up with telling you about the latest thing. Well, just those of you who just got on the line, they have an outbreak of malaria and leprosy in Florida. If it's in Florida, you know, rest assured it's going to go somewhere. Well, what is leprosy? What is malaria? We never asked the question, oh, man, they got leprosy. What is it? What are they talking about? So, you know, Mia, I have to say this, and thank you so much for sharing. If we're going to do something about it, we got to have the ability to do something about it. And what we're talking about right now is our inability to initiate proper brain essentials and proper body essentials for us to really think and have that disposition to want to do something about it. We're just like, we're so passive right now because the inability of our brains to function, and that's what we're talking about. And we want to get into this particular thing tonight. How your brain functions if you don't produce certain things, a certain brain essential, and why we are so passive, why we don't do anything about it, why we just sit back and let people do things to us and don't do anything about it. We have to find out how that works, and that's what we're talking about tonight. And we gave a history, for those of you who didn't get on the line, on what happened to us, what happened to the soil, what happened to the engagement that they had to capture our thinking process, provide this scheme that we now have the opportunity to uncover so we can know what to do about our evolution and in our lives and things that we need to do about establishing our own personal life and health plan. That's what we talk about here. Get your own personal life plan and health plan in order, because somebody in your family is going to need you to know something. You can't grow if you don't know. You can't be what you can't see. And you made a very good statement. I make it every week. We are in a battle for our lives, and we don't have any weapons. The only weapons we have is our intelligence, and they have just affected that, as Abdul Shaheed was talking about. And I want you to kind of touch base with that just a little bit about the brain and the thinking process and why we're incorrigible, why we're lazy, why all these things happen. Don't get mad when you hear these words. This is what they've done to us. And we have to know that what they've done and know how to correct it. And that's what Syntomagy is all about. Abdul Shaheed?
Yes, sir. Brother Rashid, you mentioned leprosy. And, we have so much technology in front of us today, and we need to start using it. What is leprosy? Leprosy is a chronic infection. When you hear that word infection, you think about microbes.
Yes, sir.
You think about microbes, things you cannot even see, bacteria, viruses, fungus, protozoa, worm, parasites. Those things called infection. And you have these things inside of us because we have the growth factor, food for them, Brother Rashid.
Mm-hmm.
The way you get rid of an infection, you remove the food source of the microbe. And you know what will happen?
Go ahead.
If you remove the food source of the microbe, what will happen?
It'll die off.
Exactly. Do we need a vaccine? No, we don't. Do we need antibiotics? No, we don't. We have an immune system that produces T cell, B cell, interferon to fight off these things. But we compromise our immune system based on what we're eating, Brother Rashid. We're eating poison in the food. That's poison in the food, brother and sister. So every time you eat food, if you don't ionize the poison, Then the poison build up into your blood. They become blood impurities. So leprosy is a chronic infection caused by a bacterium. Cytometry has a method to ionize the toxic because this bacteria will produce toxic. What do toxin and poison do to a human being, Brother Rashid?
Destroy the cells.
It's one of those things at the top of the list, the denature enzyme.
Denature enzyme.
Without enzyme, the body comes to a grinding halt. It can't do anything without enzyme. That is the first essential that the cell must produce, enzyme. The speed of the reaction and speed up the transmission of brain essential to speed up the transmission of signal back and forth to the brain, to the nerves. And by the way, this chronic infection affects the nerves, by the way.
Now, let's talk about that.
It affects the nerve. That bacteria damaged the nerve. How does it damage the nerve? Because it produces a toxin, a poison that denatures enzyme. How do we nourish our nerves? To take enzyme to do it.
Wow.
Without enzyme, the body just has no way of defending itself. But if you remove the growth factor, the food, here again, we're back to food. Here's a fact of life, brothers and sisters. Abdul Shahid has nothing to do with this. This is not my opinion. This is a fact. All biological organism, doesn't make any difference whether it's a microbe or a human or an animal, all biological microbes is going to gravitate to its food supply. If you are supplying free food, those microbes going to gravitate to you. If you don't have a way to remove the garbage, if you don't have enzyme, you have enzyme deficit, you don't have enough enzyme to digest your food, so where is that food going to go? It's going to reside in your systems, all 11 of them. And then the microbes, they already know who to attack. They're going to attack the weakest person that already have disease, underlying the diseases, and they're going to attack the person that has its food supply. If you don't have its food supply, you don't have to worry about a microbe. This is part of the maintenance and upkeep that every human being must do because we eat food, Brother Rashid. I don't care whether the food is organic. It has no anything in it. It has no additive preservatives and all these things. Once we eat it, Brother Rashid, it has to be broken down. And because we have salt circulating in our blood, every nutrient that's in the food is going to be reacting with the salt. This is what produces debris. If we don't remove the debris periodically from our system, then debris turns into inflammation. If we don't do anything at that point, then that inflammation will begin to denature many cells, put them and compromise the DNA again. And then you have growth factors. Because you won't have the enzyme for repair and maintenance, nor for digesting your food. So this is how it starts. All one has to do is understand the growth factor of the bacteria and ionize the cells, remove the garbage, modify the person's diet. Modify the person's lifestyle because they probably drink alcohol. They probably eating high acidic foods. They probably are exposed to toxic metal in the air, in the water, in the food. All these things must be minimized in order to reverse the person's condition. Leprosy is curable like every other disease, This bacteria would damage the nerve, the skins, the eye, and the nose of the affected person.
Mm. I tell you, brother, you know, and what I love about doing this show every week, no matter what we come up with, we come to two conclusions. One is food, and second is the answer. You know, sometimes people get sick and tired. You say, man, what can I eat? You can eat a lot of stuff.
So while you're thinking about what you can't do, you never think about what you should do. What you should do is be studying. What you should do is be reading. What you should be doing is trying to find
your own body. Understand our own body. Our own body will tell us everything, but we're not paying attention. We think we know more than our own body.
24/7, we walk around with this thing called the human body, and we know nothing about it.
Nor are we getting into
conversation with you. I mean, really, truly getting and almost arguing with you about something they have no idea about. Because he got a little bit of information from the barbershop talk that he talked about the barbershop this weekend. Now you hit me, and what you have to say has a role to play in your life. This conversation that we're having today, these are the conversations we should be having at the dinner table with our children, at the dinner table with our friends, you know, inviting people over and engaging in meaningful conversation for the benefit of the common good of the whole. How hard is this? But no, we want to watch all my children when we come home from work. We want to watch, you know, all these movies that come on because the algorithm, here we go again with this artificial intelligence. You guys better pay attention to this word. It ain't so much as technology. It's artificial intelligence. Hear the word. These algorithms are vibrations. They'll make you stop dead in your tracks and watch a commercial. All you got to do is hear the sound. Hear this little music, and all of a sudden you turn around looking. That's artificial intelligence. It's not just technology in the machine. It's vibrational, and they are attracting attention of our children. The music is absolutely phenomenal, this stuff that they come up with. Why are these people so overwhelmed with this music? You got to understand something. Something is happening to us, and if we don't get control of this. If we don't get control of this, I'm telling you, 25 years from today, I don't know where you're going to be, but we won't be existing in the manner which any civilized nation or group of people are going to be living. And Amina came on and said some very powerful thing. You can call it conspiracy theory if you want to. These people are trying to tell you that you can't bring your child to my school if you don't take this shot. Quite frankly, if you don't take this shot, you're going to have to turn, we're going to turn you over to CPS. So what happened to rights? What happened to freedom, justice, and equality we call here in America? They're going to tell you what to do. And we already know, Brother Abdul, that the people who are transferring what they call COVID is those who got the shot.
Yes.
Those are the weakest people. Ones who have not vaccinated, the ones who took the shot. Now all of a sudden they're dying from respiratory problems. Look what happened to LeBron James' son. He got the chance.
A vaccine would never make a person healthier. Never. Because of what's in it. And people don't realize what's in it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, I'll tell you something, man. Also, the lines are open. Please press one on your phone if you have a question. Please press one on your phone if you have something that we said maybe it resonated with you that you want to figure out. Freeze whisper on your phone. You picked up the phone and call one of your friends up and say, hey, you need to listen to this. Don't just sit here and act like we're saying something or you just paying attention to us. We want you to research what we say.
Absolutely. They can research everything we say.
Today, I got home from work today and went to that article that tomatoes and potatoes cause memory.
Wow.
My mind is blown. Now,
exactly.
Just because they said it, I wasn't satisfied once I read the article, but the article made sense to me. It was common sense. I'm saying, wow, tomatoes with what it has in it affects your cells in your brain.
Absolutely. You can do further research, Brother Rashid. All you got to do is look nightshade. Those are the kinds of plant that produce those things. Solanine, Simontane. And look at the chemical structure of solanine and timontane. Research the chemical structure and look at it. Look at it. How many carbon atoms? How many hydrogen atoms? How many atoms of nitrogen monoxide? Natural poison.
What are we talking about today, man? Did we just talk about 1935 and the food and the soil?
Yeah.
So if nothing else was wrong, the tomatoes got chemicals in it, herbicides and pesticides
on top of
in
that.
It. And
on
they,
top
they
of that.
Already affect your beans. Those are chemicals.
Yeah. The pesticide, the herbicide, the fungicide, the rodenticide sprayed on them.
You know,
that's added poison.
Hey, let's do this, Brother Abdul. Let's quit talking about all the gloom and doom. Okay,
and bad stuff,
let's
do right? We'll talk about some good stuff.
let's ask the people to press one on their phone and have a question. Just take a deep breath and blow it out. And you know, I know we said a lot today. We've covered a lot. We went all the way back to the soil manufacturer. We went all the way back to 1935. We went back to all the things that, matter of fact, we didn't go back to when they got the cure for cancer. We didn't tell you about that. But so we're not going to talk about that tonight.
1934.
They have a cure for everything. They already know what cures cancer.
Yes.
They already know what cures
cancer. They can
cancer.
Stop researching
yes,
cancer. Stop asking for people money, Brother Rashid. They need to stop asking yeah. people for money for cancer research. We already have the answer. We know how to cure it.
Already got
we know what
that's why I was
for.
Give me. You never give me out there walking for cancer. I know I know people have this emotional thing, emotional state that they go through, and I don't want to be rude. I just don't go. But I understand why I don't go, because it's a fallacy. It's a fantasy. It's not even
yes.
real. These people already know how to cure this thing. But
it's all about money, Brother Rashid. It's all
about
money.
$8 billion a year that they don't get anymore. It's no longer circulation and research. $8 billion. Now, that's just a part of it. That's the research part. That's not the treatment part. The $40,000 per session when you go for a chemotherapy session. $40,000 for one session. It's amazing.
Yes.
So we're not going
to
talk.
And when you can come to Centometry, Brother Rashid, come to Centometry and have
that's
the
it.
Cancer removed. You go to the source.
Yes,
every disease has a source. You go to it and remove the source. We have what it takes to remove the source. Subatomic particles called particles to remove the source of every disease from the person.
But you have to believe it, Brother Abdul. And the thing about it, how can you believe something when your brain is not functioning right? How do you perceive something when you don't know how to actually utilize your brain in a manner that gets you down to the truth? Because we have these deficiencies.
Yes,
we
do. And we start with this program called The Science of Health and You so you can be re-educated.
We have to unlearn so we can relearn. That's what we're all about, ladies and gentlemen. So press one, press one on your phone, ask a question. Please press one on your phone. I know we said a lot today. We always do. And we want to make sure that you get what you want. So we're going to be quiet. You know, it sounds like gloom and doom, but it's really education. It's information that we desperately need. So we want to make sure that you understand that we're bringing up all this stuff that maybe to trigger something in you. Maybe we just say one thing that may get you to say, let me press one and ask this question. And that question may take you to another dimension, a completely another dimension. But the insulting thing, let me say this one more time. When I found out that they told us that our brain, we only operate 10% of our brain, I said to myself, why did God give me a big brain for me to only use 10% of it?
Yeah, 3 pounds.
We never questioned it. We never questioned. What do you mean only use 10% of your brain? That's the only thing you're able to use because they've already done something to you already to make sure you can't use the rest. That's what they was trying to keep done when they said we have almost eliminated any possibility that knowledge can enter the saved mind. That's what they were talking about, how to stop your brain from functioning so you can't be a human being. Yeah, what was the definition of human being you gave? A super what? What would you just say? What a human being really is? We don't even know that.
Exactly. We're superhuman when we know how to function.
Yes, sir. Let me say this real quick. I'm gonna get this young lady's phone who just texted me, and her question was: when you started your program, you talked about the stages of life. And you mentioned 4 things. I wrote them down. Could you please make me understand what the stages of life is all about? So when I was talking about that, I was talking about the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the social. Those are particular stages of life that we go through. But if they have been infected, if they have been affected by something that's taking place in your life, life will be very, very difficult. So, Abdul, can you kind of elaborate on that a little bit or share with her a little bit more information? You know, number one, most of us only know we have stages in life, 0 to 7, 7 to 14, 14 to 21, 21 to 45, or whatever it may be. We go through those particular periods of time. And what happens at that 0 to 7 stage? What happened at that 7 to 14 stage? Because they tell us by the time our young boys reach the age of 10, they don't smile anymore. There's a reason for that. So I'll let you take it from there.
Yeah, that's an excellent question, Brother Rashid. We always go through stages. And see, here's what it comes down to as far as our health is concerned. There's different fronts to health. Health have different fronts. And human being, of course, we're physical. And we're spiritual at the same time. You know, we're not only spiritual, we're physical too. And we have things that function inside of us so we can be a complete human being. We have to be a complete human being. You know, we have physical health. We have sexual health. We have health of all of the organs. We have emotional health. We are emotional creatures. So we have to pay some attention to our emotions, emotional health. How are we affected by emotional health? When we can't produce neurons, when we can't produce hormones, when we can't produce enzymes, when we can't produce neurotransmitters, all of these things will affect our behavior. A person who can't produce acetylcholine is going to have many emotional problems. Many emotional problems. We have to have health of all about the 11 systems. We have 11 systems, but they must operate as one. So we have a different level of development. It started in the womb of our mother. Then we're born, and that doesn't stop. The growth and development doesn't stop. So we have to have food. The food is to nourish the physical body. That's who needs physical food. The human being that's developing in the body does not live on physical food. What nurtures the real person, the energy, the soul, the spirit housed in this body is knowledge, Brother Rashid. Correct information. That's what helped that creature inside this body to develop. But we have it twisted. We think we are the body. When a young man and young lady get together, that's all they talk about. Oh, his lips are so nice and plump. His eyes, he has hazel eyes. His hair is so curly and black. That's not the human being.
Yeah.
That's his body. You don't even know the human being inside. He could be a predator. You only will see him when he allows you. You only will see her when she allows you to see them. We have this physical body as a vehicle, just like we get into our car and go from point A to point B. We are not the car. We are the rider, the passenger in the car. So it is with our body, Brother Rashid. We are the energy.
Yes,
to prove that, once the energy leaves the body, do the body get up and do anything?
Yes, sure. It's gone.
The body will go limp when the soul and the energy and the spirit leaves it. It cannot function without you. You animate the body, but you need the body to be here on planet Earth. That's a requirement. If you don't take care of it, then you make your transition, where you become all energy. But in the meantime, we're supposed to develop to the point that we're able to reach our fullest potential. That's the object in life, to reach our fullest potential, becoming a human being. We're not born human, Brother Rashid. We have to grow and develop into being human. That's what the scripture is all about. That's why we have the guidance from them, to help the human being to come forward, because our physical appetite will take over the body. And that's what we see now. We don't have no self-restraint because the person cannot produce acetylcholine for restraint. You can counsel the person all you want, Brother Rashid. If no one talks about how to help the person to produce acetylcholine, they will have no consciousness, nor would they have self-restraint. They will overindulge. They will have addiction problem. They will have craving issue. So we have this life. We started off. Then we go through early childhood. My wife have a master's degree in early childhood and family development education. Early childhood. What kind of education are those children getting? Are they being prepared for learning? How about their brain? Does the parent know how to nourish the person, nourish the child's brain? So it'll be ready to learn, so it can grow up and become a law-abiding citizen, a contributing person in the community? Is this happening? The parent has so many distractions trying to make a living and make ends meet, has no time for the child most of the time. Something else is teaching the child. Other influences. See, the human being is a creature of influence. That's the human being, not the body. We're a creature of influence, and we're social creatures. We have to socialize. But people are afraid to leave their home, Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir.
Many children, they don't go outside like we used to socialize and play with others. They're stuck on their cell phone. They're stuck on their devices. They're stuck in front of the computer. So how does a child learn to grow from early childhood to adolescent? Teenage. And so many self-esteem problems with the young people today. So many committing suicide, Brother Rashid.
Oh, it's an epidemic.
So many committing suicide. I lived during the time, Brother Rashid, you didn't hear one black person committing suicide. But now, that has changed. When you hear the news, you don't know whether it's a Caucasian or an African-American that committed suicide.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even tell now. Because we're right up there with the high numbers, now even in suicides.
Yes, sir.
And then we grow from teenager to an adult. How many adults do we really have, Brother Rashid? We have adults still living with their parents. I couldn't wait to leave home.
I hear you.
I couldn't wait to leave home. But we have adults still living with their parents. They're 35 years old. They're 45 years old. And they still with their parents. What is this telling us? Then you get to old age, people like us, Brother Rashid. We're now those old people I used to talk about.
Glad I'm 26.
I'm proud of my age. I don't even try to hide. I just tell people where I am. I'm 73 years old, and I'm proud. But see, it's the knowledge and the energy that the person has. I have energy, and I'm sure people can hear it in my voice.
Right.
It's because of the knowledge that I've been blessed to learn.
Mm-hmm.
I always kept an open mind, Brother Rashid. Keep an open mind for learning. Don't discount anything. Analyze it. Don't discount it. That's what we're supposed to be able to do, analyze. But you have to have those acetylcholine to be able to analyze things and make good, excellent decisions.
Yeah. You know,
so when that's the old age, that's when the wisdom began to kick in, Brother Rashid.
Yeah.
That's where the youth and the elder should be joined together. The energy of the youth and the wisdom and experience of the elder. There's no match for that to make progress.
Okay, I got a couple.
So I hope
questions.
The person now understands a little bit better about the different level of development.
I mean, the question she asked. Now she's 18 years old, and I learned something. So I'm glad she asked the question. You know, for those of you who want to ask a question about something in particular, or if you have an ailment that you need an answer to, we're here every Tuesday. And you know what I said early on? We get answers.
We just don't, you know, run around the corner and come up with a piece of paper and give you a prescription and say, take this and call me in the morning. We're giving you answers and solutions to your problems that you may have and may be experiencing. Here's another question I want you to answer. But, you know, I have to say this for those of you who are on the telephone. Most of us have children.
Yes.
Most of us have children. What kind of conversation are you having about your children's health and well-being? You know, we can talk about scripture. We can talk about anything we want to. But if your brain is not functioning right, you can read all the scripture you want because you don't understand a doggone thing that you're reading because it's not being processed properly and you're not following it to its logical conclusion. So I want to say this for those of you who have children and those of you who have grandchildren. It's your responsibility, it's your obligation to ensure that the child gets what he needs for longevity. We need our babies to live. But we also need our babies to think. These are the next politicians, the next lawyers, the next scientists, the next engineers. These are the next doctors. And if we allow them to be affected by this artificial intelligence, there's nothing wrong with that because it helps in some degree. But when they're stuck on that thing, when you talk to them and they don't look at you, when you say, come here, and they don't stop, we just put that thing down and they get mad at you. That algorithm, that vibration, you can't allow it to happen in your house. You cannot allow it to happen. And you have to, you know, find a way to discipline them and make them understand, why don't you instead of looking at it, why don't you try to make one of these apps in this computer? Get in a different conversation with them. Make them think about something else because they're being influenced by a game. We got to be careful. I wish my daughter was on the telephone. She said when we was growing up, she couldn't stand me because she had a cell phone with no internet. When she came home from school, I took the phone away from her. All I want you to have this phone for is with emergency, you can call me.
Emergency.
And I can call you.
Period.
Now let's have a conversation.
Yes.
Let's talk. Let's talk. Okay? And they was so mad. But everybody's got, I said, everybody's, it's not you, it's not me. You're not getting on the internet because at 10 and 12 and 13 years old, these children are watching porn because they have access to the internet. Secondly, I want us to ask this question for this young man, this man. My fingers sometimes get stuck and I can't get it to not move correctly. Four fingers go one way, the other gets stuck and I can't move it. What's happening to my hand? This is scaring me.
Nerves.
That's his question.
Nerves. The nerves are impoverished, Brother Rashid. They have not been nourished in decades. Here's the thing. We talked about the interconnected ability of our body. Our body is interconnected, integrated, interdependent, and interrelated. And it operates as one biological unit. And this is an example. We have nerves. And the nerves are where? They are embedded in the muscle. It takes muscle to move your fingers. The nerves are there so your brain can communicate with them, send them the signal when you ever want to move them. So now there's a poison, a toxic that's in those nerves. Nerves have a structure in them called synapse. And the synapse would be acetylcholine.
That's in your brain too, isn't
communication.
It?
Communication. Say again?
Wow. Synapse is in the brain too, isn't it?
Yes, it's in all of the nerves.
Okay.
You have brain cells and you have nerves everywhere. That's what makes the body moves. See? That's what makes us ambulatory, movement. And health is about movement. Life is about movement. Everything must move. If you interfere with the movement, then what's going to happen? Death occurs. Because death is not moving. So the person now have a problem with their nerve because there's blockages. It could be a toxin. It could be what you ate when you ate tomatoes, solanine, tomatine, gets in that synapse. Now in that synapse supposed to be an enzyme to speed up the communication process, to speed it up, to make the nerve move at the speed of light, that signal. That signal is in the synapse. And the enzyme is there to make it speed up. So I think about moving my hand and my finger, and then they move in milliseconds. I don't even have to, you know, they move so fast, I don't even see anything that's going on when I want to move my fingers. Only time you have a problem is when the fingers start moving on their own.
Wow.
Now you start taking notice because something is blocking the transfer of energy, electrical energy. It could be the poison we talked about in tomatoes and potatoes. It will interfere with the enzyme there to speed up, to make it speed up. So now there's a disconnect. The enzyme is denatured by the poison that you've been eating from the food, the air, and the water.
Keep coming back to the food.
Sometimes it has subatomic particles called particulates to ionize the poison, to liquefy them. And then you nourish the nerve. The nerve must be nourished like everything else. It's a cell, nerve cell. And they have to be replaced with new nerve cells. Everything about our body, Brother Rashid, this is what's supposed to happen. The cells are self-healing. They are self-protecting. They are self-regulating. They are self-cleansing. They are self-correcting. And they are self-perpetuating. But here's the thing. We must do the repair work and the maintenance that must be done 24/7. If not, you eat the wrong food. Those are the symptoms. That's what the symptom is all about. The symptom of your finger going in a different direction and not you have no control over them is telling you that something needs to be done. Your cells are asking for external help, but you've been putting it off for so long, you've been ignoring it just like it's going to go away. No, it's not going to just go away. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. Why? Why are you going to get worse, Brother Rashid? Because a disease is an anomaly, meaning it's not normal. We have to put whatever is not normal back to normalcy. That is a universal law. Whatever is weak must be strengthened. Whatever is old must be renewed. Whatever is abnormal must be put back to normalcy. If you are in violation of that universal law, then your disease will become more and more chronic until your life is at stake. That's how I operate.
That's it. That's all. Okay. I think that
so
answers.
Give us a call. Come to Syntometry, and we'll ionize that part of the body, and we restore the communication in the genes and the DNA and the three RNAs, and the cell themselves will reverse the condition. That's how it is done. And you must modify your diet, modify your lifestyle, and find someone to help nurture you, help you to produce an enzyme production, enzyme surplus, that's after ionization has taken place, and then so that ionization will speed up the blood circulating to that area, carrying nutrients and resources with oxygenated blood to resume after all these things happen. Modify your diet. Modify your lifestyle and all these things and do the repair work and the maintenance so you have to learn some things about how to do that. And you'll be back to normalcy. Thank you.
Okay, I have one more question. Thank you so much. That was so informative. I have one more question. Before I ask that question, those of you who are on the line, those of you who have come on late, this is the Science of Health in You. This is Rashid Talam, your moderator and your host and your engineer, and we have Abdul Shahid on the phone from Atlanta, Georgia, who is a student at the American School of Syntology for many, many years. The American School of Syntology is an organization that's designed to provide you with proper information about your cells, the living cells. Research has been done. There's no one in this country. Hear me well. Matter of fact, I can say no one in the world, but I don't know what's happening across the sea. But I know one thing in the United States of America, I have been always constantly trying to find the right thing for me. The vegan stuff, minerals, and longevity, and Rexall. I've been through Amway. I've been through all of them. I heard people tell me, oh, I clean my blood all the time. And I'm saying, wait, what?
Yeah, with what?
You know, they always say they do this, they do it. But with what? If you're eating herbs, you're a vegan, if you think that's the thing you need to do, we talked about today, the soil. So you can grow anything you want in this nasty soil, and you know we're getting no nutrients out of the soil. So you being vegan is not helping you. We already know that plants, what they are, we have to ask ourselves this question, what are plants? I'm not talking about auto plants. What are plants?
And what are their purpose?
When you find out what the purpose of plants are, there is no way possible you're going to be eating a raw plant. Your salad content, carrots, your tomatoes are going to end abruptly when you understand what a plant is. More importantly, what soil was that plant grown in the first place? I got to have my salad. I have me a chicken salad. You know, they're not selling chicken. They have pork modified beef. You don't know
amazing.
What you mean. They already told you it's genetically altered food. And guess what? They told you this. Your body can't digest genetically altered food. But did you quit selling it to me? I know we have to eat, ladies and gentlemen. But I want you to do me a favor tonight. We have quite a few people on the line. We have people on the Internet, and I have another question from the Internet. But those of you on the line that have not pressed 1, you can't tell me. We haven't said something that resonates with you. You can't tell me that. I can't even accept it. If that's the case, you wouldn't even be on the line. If something we said tonight has resonated with you, something you feel that can help and assist you or a neighbor or a friend or a family member, press 1 on your phone. Just get a brother to greet. Say, man, thank you for waking me up. Thank you for tweaking my thought process. Thank you for making me want to look myself in the mirror and say, I don't know what I'm doing. None of us are well. 1619, they brought us here. From our land, our home, our minds have been taken from us. When do we get it back? Curtis Mayfield said it best. Check out your mind. Check out your mind. It's been with you all the time. But what's
it?
And then my boy say, wake up, everybody. It's time to teach you a new way. Maybe they'll listen to what you have to say. Wake up. Press 1 on your phone. Get a brotherly greeting before we leave. We have about 12 minutes left before he has to go to a meeting, and we want to get the best of him and the most about him. But here, we want to optimize the time, you know, as much as we possibly can for you to get your questions answered. Don't come on the line and act like you got it like that. You know, y'all know how I talk. I'm sorry. I can't help it. I'm going to talk to you like an everyday kind of person. It's not going to be no religious conversation. It's not going to be no scripture. It's going to be me talking to you, meeting you where you are, and I'm talking like a real human being. I already know what's in me. I know my spiritual brain. I know my mindset. I don't have to get spiritual. I am spiritual. I want my sister to say, you're a spiritual being a spiritual concept having a human experience, whatever it was. I think you said it earlier today. We're having a human experience. We're spiritual. I don't have to put on no front. We understand what each other is saying. The language of this country is very clear. It's simple. Mm-hmm. It's ignorant. You know, guess what? It's the worst language on the planet, but we know how to talk to each other. To those of you who want to give the brother a greeting before he get off the telephone, press 1 on your phone. I'll bring you to the queue. And those of you who are on the Internet, you want to text me real quickly because we got 10, 12 minutes left. We can see a whole lot in 1 minute. A whole lot in 1 minute. So for those of you who want to share, feel free to press 1, and I'll bring you on the line. Don't be afraid. See, that thing called fear, false evidence appearing real, that's one of the things they put in us when they brought us here. We scared. And what we say, I ain't scared. We even come up with a new language just on what they've done to us. We have one hand raised, and I expect other people to raise their hand. Don't be hanging up on me because I've asked you to raise your hand. Great. Let's get a brother green. Jay. Good day. Thank you. You know, I'll keep you up. Sally, you know, que se un campeón. say something. So we're going to take this one particular phone call. It looks like it's in your neighborhood, 404-202. Please state your name. Tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum and greetings to everybody. Hi. This is Amira Wazir.
Hi,
from Atlanta, Georgia area. It's, you know, the show has been truly, truly interesting, and as always. So I thought I would just call in, as Brother Rashid said, and just give the greetings. And just to correct, if I'm a spiritual being having a human experience.
There we go. Thank you so much. I'm glad you was on the line. I'm making
Absolutely.
It always takes a woman to correct us, y'all. For sure. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So I've added to that over time, you know, the spiritual being portion of something that Wayne Dyer put forth. And then over time, as it sunk in, what that actually meant, as you begin to just process it, I finally said to myself one day, I'm a spiritual being having a human experience. And I'm managing that human experience with Alice Long.
Okay.
I've completed my sentence, you know. So it just makes it really clear as to who you are and what it is that you're doing. So,
right.
Again, just, you know, assalamu alaikum.
Thank you so much.
We certainly appreciate those comments, Sister Amira. And we'll be getting with you. Yes, indeed. Thank you.
Okay, we have St. Louis cup number here, 314-788. Please state your name. Tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
All right, this is Aviana. I actually was in class with you today, and I'm from St. Louis.
Oh, well, my sisters. All right.
Yeah, okay, so I just wanted to say I liked the conversation. I kind of was in and out due to me being busy. But for the most part, I like where you guys are headed with this, and was wondering, like, so with all the misinformation out here, where should we exactly look for the correct information on how to do things? So, like, I forgot his name that's on here, but how he was saying he tried the different diets and stuff. Like, I tried doing that, but it seemed like none of it is really real. So, like, what exactly do we do? And then how you told us about, like, the ginger root therapy and the broccoli therapy and stuff. Like, what do you
find
how to correctly cook yourself without being misinformed about it?
Okay. Did you get that, Abdul, or did you hear it again?
Oh, yes. I heard what she had to say. It is because what we have to do, Brother Rashid, is continue to get an education. We have a school. That school is called the American School of Symptomology. We don't have to guess at it. We have verifiable science called symptomatic science. It's verifiable, and it's connected with the universal pattern, and we call it the sitra. It is the pattern that the Almighty has created. This is what creates the harmony and the equilibrium in the universe, and that's how our body is supposed to be. When you hear the truth, there's something inside of you lets you know that that's the truth. Once you hear it, because we have the truth in our genes, Brother Rashid.
Yeah.
When a person hears the truth, you might not understand what's being said, but you know it's the truth. Now,
right.
It is our belief system that might interfere with understanding the truth. See, a fact is a fact. It has nothing to do with our belief. So, but even though the person believes, they have conviction. But we can believe the wrong thing. We believe in Christmas. We believe in Easter. We believe in Halloween. Just think about that. But we know none of those things are true. The Easter Bunny laying eggs. So there's a higher meaning to those things. That's my point here. There's a higher meaning.
Yes.
So you get the knowledge to become earth smart and health smart. And you begin to make more and more connection in your life. Every disease is curable. It is you that have to do the heavy lifting. When things start working for you, then you know you're on the right track. If you go to a doctor, he gives you a drug, and you have to be on that drug for 20 years, and you still have hypertension, something's wrong. Or you still have to be on the drug for your diabetes, and 20 years later, you still have diabetes? When you can come to symptometry, give me 3 months at the max, and your diabetes would be cured, no drugs, no herbs, none of those things. This is what we say, verifiable science. In symptometry, we have a motto called curing is proven. We don't have to do no double-blind study or write a book about it or anything. The person who has the disease know they have a cure. The disease marker has been removed from the person's body. What more do they want? That's it. That's all I want my disease to be gone, cured. So I'll be on the health paradigm rather than be on the disease paradigm. Does that make sense, sister?
Yes, it does.
Okay. One thing we do want to share with you, this is your first opportunity coming online, and it's a maintenance. It's a job to take care of yourself. That self-responsibility is definitely a job. So continue coming. set aside the time to get your education, and we're going to tell you about a website that you can go to where you can educate yourself. Like when I came home today, I just happened to go on the website, and I read this serious article on tomatoes and potatoes. But we have to put the time in. You have to want to do this whole thing. So continue coming, because here on IWDM Radio, here on Tuesdays from 6 to 8 o'clock, you're getting top-of-the-line, quality medical information. If you study long enough, you can make a doctor look bad. I mean, I'm not trying to talk about it, but they don't get this. They don't get what you're getting, what you just got in this last hour and a half. They don't get this. They don't even understand. If they did understand, they're not going to tell you about it, because guess what? You mess with their money. So the bottom line is, thank you so much for sharing. I'll see you tomorrow in class, and you can ask me some more questions, and I'll provide you some more tools and resources that you need to be better at doing this. But set a time for you and your family to get all this done for 2 hours and take care of your family so you can have a future. So you can have a future. That's all we want to say. Thank you so much, everyone. We appreciate you, and we'll see you again. And we'll give you some information about phone numbers if you want more information. I'll get the broccoli cleanse to you and the ginger root cleanse to you. I'll get that information because I have your email now and your phone number. So thank you so much for calling, and just press 1 on your phone as you leave. And we have an opportunity for others to comment or, you know, just say something. This is the first time person on. If she can say something, I know some of you other folks can say something. Some of you got grandbabies at home running around driving you crazy. You know, you're trying to figure out where they're coming from. Don't allow them to miss this opportunity to grow and develop. Don't allow you. What's the old saying, Abdu said? Geniuses are made, not born. You know, you have an opportunity to create a genius in your home. Grandchild, no grandchild, great-grandchild, whatever. You can correct all these wrongs that we didn't know about. I know good and well my daughter be jacking me up with what I fed her. I said, you ain't supposed to say, well, you gave it to her when I was young. You know, I didn't know anybody.
Exactly.
But now I can tell her something, and she can tell her children, and she can make sure her children don't do what she did or what her dad gave her, and she could be better at what she's trying to do. So press 1 on your phone if you have a comment to make or get a brother's greeting. Let us know that something resonated with you tonight. I know it did. And I know some of us shy. Why are you shy? You need to ask yourself that question. I mean, when I first heard this, I drove this brother crazy. I was calling him all the time. I mean, what about this? I mean, I was gone. I mean, I was so enthused by the truth because I knew it was the truth.
Absolutely.
He didn't ever tell me it was the truth. Because I've been searching, trying to be better at who I am and what I am, especially mentally. We all want to function better mentally. It's a scary world if you don't know. But when you know, this place don't scare you at all. You find out how stupid people really are. All they got to do is open their mouth. Where you get that from? You know? It's so easy when you know. But when you don't know, you subject you to somebody else's influence. And we don't want you to be subjected to anybody's influence except for your own. And that's what this program was about. That's why I got with my brother in the store. I said, look, we got to tell the world about this. And that's what we do time to do.
Exactly.
Every Tuesday. And like you said, verifiable truth. This is the brother just talking about. Verifiable information. So those of you who have another opportunity before I give him to the phone and so he can drop, I'm going to drop the mic so he can close us out with what he needs to close us out with. Press 1 on your phone. You know, if you have anything, you have your next opportunity. If not, you can go back and listen to the recording. For those of you who got the links, the HTTP link, TOBTR at the bottom, you can listen to this tomorrow. Get your pen and pad out. I got two pages of paperwork, notes that I've just taken. And I'm going to study it. I'm going to go back and hit their website, and I'm going to listen to this again when I wake up early in the morning, because I need to keep this fresh in my brain at all times. Excellent information, Brother Abdul. We appreciate you so much, and we look forward to seeing you next Tuesday. So if you want to give some closing remarks, feel free.
Absolutely. We certainly appreciate your effort, Brother Rashid, and all that you're doing. And the hosting of the program, the engineering of the program, sending out email, texts, and all of these things to help get people motivated to learn, because we have to become more health smart and more earth smart. Remember where we are and who we are. These are things that help us to improve our health. We just like to share a couple of things about food, because it's always going to be about food, Brother Rashid. All food is not the same. You know, there are good sources of sulfur and there are bad sources of sulfur. Sulfur. All food have carbon and sulfur, Brother Rashid, just like all food have calcium, not just milk. All food have calcium. All food have carbon. All food have sulfur. Why is sulfur so important? This is what our liver uses to detox itself, sulfur. Well, I'm going to get detox with some sea moss. I'm going to get some herb. People don't know enough information. They don't have enough information. So there are good sulfur and there are bad sulfur. Carbon and sulfur are in every food. However, the source of the sulfur allotrope that enhances the health of the cell makes them more resistant to diseases. These are the following sulfur food, the good sulfur food. We're going to give you some of them. We have broccoli. We have basmati rice, long grain white basmati rice. Broccoli, by the way, have five different allotropes of sulfur, five different sulfur molecules. That's why it is used in the sulfur cleanse. Isn't that amazing? These are connections, Brother Rashid, that are scientific. If you will prepare the sulfur in the broccoli in a specialized way, you can release five different allotropes of sulfur to detox every organ in your body. Doesn't cost you hardly anything to do it. Just have to have the knowledge and the know-how. Then we have yellow mustard. We have turnip green, collard green, mustard green, celery, ginger, mackerel, herring. These are fish, trout. Those are the best sulfur foods. Here's what sulfur is used for. The amino acid supplements that are sold in the health food store were made from the above sulfur sources. Why not just go to the sources? Why buy those supplements? Why? They don't work. They don't work. We have to understand that. And here's some bad sulfur food that people are eating. Then we're going to close it out. Egg protein, nut protein, seed protein, cheese, pizza, milk, yogurt, butter, ice cream, milk chocolate, margarine, lard, kale, spinach, cabbages, garlic, carrot, sweet potatoes, scavenger seafood like shrimp, clam, lobster, oysters, clam, snail, those things.
Crab.
So we're giving
crab.
You some good healthy food sources of sulfur, and we're giving you some of the one that's not so good. So, Brother Rashid, I hope that's helpful to some people. They want to know about food. That's more. Each week we'll share more about food, the different food. We have this program that's coming up this Sunday on the 13th. The truth to the mental health crisis. We have a national town hall that we're inviting everyone to come to and bring your family, your friends, your associate. We're going to have the professor, Dr. Maxwell Norty, our keynote speaker, and he's going to address the truth to the mental health crisis. So
so we would know once and for all what's driving this thing, what's driving it. We have a panel of people that will be asking Dr. Maxwell Norton questions. We have Brother Rashid Abdul-Salam, the host of The Science of Health and You. We have our brother Abdul Malik, who hosts The Morning Tallinn. And we have our sister Amina Bashir, a healthcare advocate. And ourselves, the host of Optimal Health and Certified Centometer Health Course. That's going to be this Sunday, August the 13th, from 12 p.m. They gave us another 30 minutes, Brother Rashid. So we have two and a half hours now. From 12 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And call into the studio at AM360. That number is 515-605-9891. And we also have another number, in case it get loaded, 425-292-4253. And you also can listen online at am360.org. We will be asking Dr. Maxwell Norton various questions about mental illness and how to resolve this issue. And we also will be encouraging the audience to ask questions as well. This is going to be phenomenal, brother and sister. You have a chance to speak and talk to Dr. Maxwell Norton, the founder of the American School of Centometry and the founder of the symptom matrix science called centometry. That agree with the pattern that the Almighty has created in the creation. That's why it cures diseases. All diseases are curable. So, brother and sister, go to the website of American School of Centometry. It is amsos.org. And also, please tune in to our various program that we speak during the week, every Monday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We have this program called The Science. We have this program called Optimal Health.
Same thing.
Optimal Health is all about fortifying our body against diseases. Fortifying our body against diseases. That's what we're capable of doing. We have everything to help us to do it. So please join us by dialing into those same two numbers for the National Town Hall. That number again is 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 to join us every Monday on Optimal Health to listen and to participate. That's from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And we also have this program called The Morning Tallinn. That's every Saturday and Sunday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And you can join us by dialing into 267-876-3648. And the passcode is 289-2322-pound to participate. We ask you to join us. And we're always sharing excellent information on health and how to achieve optimal health. Anyone have the need to contact us to get further details and other information, please feel free to call us at 678-572-7269. And our email address is ashaheed2@gmail.com. And Shaheed is spelled S-H-A-H-E-E-D. Brother Rashid, we certainly have enjoyed this evening to share the symptomatic signs of optimal health and of the American School of Centometry, that science called centometry. Pretty soon, Brother Rashid, is going to be a household word, symptomatic science called centometry.
Oh, yeah.
We with the greeting of peace. As-salamu alaykum. Peace be unto you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, my good brother. And those of you who know anything about IWDM Radio, we know we have programming tomorrow, the same phone number you can call in for the Parenting Reconstruction Learning Lab and also the MGM Roundtable that follows it. And on Thursday, we have a program pertaining to courtship and marriage, same time, on the same particular number. For those of you who are interested in marriage and learning more about it, feel free to contact at that particular time as well. And on Friday, we have Dr. Zuma at 12 o'clock on the same program. And on Sundays, we have Words Make People. Words Make People. And that program comes on Sundays at 12 o'clock, same phone number. You can always, Central Standard Time. This is for those of you who are on Central Standard Time. It'll be 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time and also 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time on Sundays. So everything is by time. So I just want to thank you for showing up tonight. Thank you, those of you on the internet, And we want to close the show out tonight just asking you to support what we do. Know that we're not here for ourselves. Nobody's paying us for this. Nobody's paying us for this. And we just want you to have the best of the best of the best. So with that, our heart and soul goes out.
Have you ever felt a cool summer breeze?
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to fulfill a want or a need? God is with you all the way, strengthening your heart and soul, guiding your way. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Life's a struggle,
brother.
From birth to death. Sometimes you never get a chance to get your breath. Work hard, brothers, to save your very, very soul. Make sure the whole world understands. Allah has full control. It's a struggle, brother.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon. Peace be unto you.